corruption, depression, and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day. But there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day.
With you.
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain fell from heaven like a shower.
When I think how much better I'm gonna be when this is over.
Oh, I'm gonna play that again.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment.
I'm gonna play this again for those people who need to smile, who need this extra encouragement today, might be feeling down, not feeling good, going through something, don't know how you're gonna get through the week, don't know how you're gonna pay your bills. He's gonna help you.
I dedicate this song.
He is going to help you. If you could not think of a way to pay your bills, to get to work, to fix your car, give it to him today. He's gonna help you.
But there is no sunshine.
Allow him to help. Only he can help. And it's all right.
Today's a new day. Where are my blue skies? Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's all right.
I'll be honest with you.
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain fell from heaven like a shower.
When I think how much better I'm going to be when this is over. say.
See, I just don't want you to be happy. Then you gotta have something happen. I want you to have joy. Cause can't nobody take that from you. I see you. My.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I can see that you were the one I held on to, and I never,
never would have made it.
Oh, I never could have made it.
Never could have made it without you.
Hey, I would have lost it all. Somebody just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. I'm better, so much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell
tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell him never could have made it.
Never could have made it.
Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have
made it.
I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm strong, I'm wise, I am better, so much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never would have made it. I never could have made it without you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Lord. Oh, good God Almighty, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it. Sing it one more time. All I need is just one more time. Everybody say with me.
Never would have made it.
Oh, oh, oh.
Never
could have made it without you. Well, everybody, happy Sunday. Definitely happy to have you here with me. I just wanted to start things off with a prayer. Tonight we're going to be doing Psalm 5 and 6. So I just wanted to start things off with a prayer. If you bow your head, please. Mighty God, thank you that you are gracious, slow to anger, and abundant in love. Jesus said that he would build a church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Lord, fill your church with the security that comes from knowing we are protected by you. Fill us too with boldness to reach others, to do far more abundantly than all we can ask or imagine. According to the power at work within us, to you be the glory throughout all generations, forever and ever, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Like I said, we're going to be doing Psalm 5 and 6. We're going to play a little music and come back. Make sure you guys are ready for that.
We didn't have church every Sunday, but we had To hear from 9-time Grammy Award, 12-time Grammy Award winner, star on the Walk of Fame, our mother, our friend, Pastor Shirley Caesar. Mama. Come on, y'all, clap your hands and make some noise for our mother as she comes.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise you, the Lord, everybody. Somebody ought to clap your hands in the presence of the Lord. I know that the hour is late, but I just wanted to say to this family, earth hath no sorrow that heaven cannot heal, not even death, because the greater one is still on the throne. And so we want to say to the family, be not dismayed. Whatever time, God will shine if you know it. Listen, stick together, because this is what our pastor would have wanted. I sat here and I wore that big hat because I was trying to slip in a little nod, because I've been up all night long. But I just had to be here. Ooh, girl. I wanted to be here. Da-da-da, yeah. I wanted to be here because I want the family to know I'm sat right where you're sitting. My heart has been made to bleed. I've stood on the bench and watched all of my siblings, everyone 13, and 12 of them are gone with me. So I just want you to know that you got to live. You got to live. Don't throw in the towel. Listen, if you throw it back, heaven say I'm going to throw it back at you. Listen, don't you give in. Don't you give up. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. 90-some years old is still nothing but a baby. I said 90-something years old. Actually, 94 is a new 80. I'm doing it! So I want to say, I met Reverend Clay Evans when I was 19 years old. And I adopted him in my life. Didn't see that much of him, but he was my friend. He was. And I asked for 3 minutes, and he said to me, "You want to say something?" Yeah. I have heard of a land on a far, a faraway place. Kids of beauty in my home of a soul. Built by Jesus, oh, where we will never die. You see, he got us in trouble, and when I get to heaven, I'm gonna pull her over in the corner. And I might slap around 2 or 3 times. Because of Eve, I don't have a mama, daddy, sister, brother. Going to a way where we never. Oh, yeah. We ain't gonna grow. Where's my daughter over there? Never grow. Never grow. There is a land where never grow. Never grow.
Yes.
He promised.
Yes, he did.
He promised. anything, Shirley. Don't you give in. Don't give up. Family members, let me tell you something. If you want to see him, because this is not him anymore. That's nothing but an empty house that he used to live in. He ain't there no more. I'll give you a dime and let you call there and see. He ain't there no more. But he's in the presence of the Lord. And if you stay focused, if you don't give in, if you don't give up, pains are going to come, but don't give up. Death is going to come, but don't give up. Heartless is going to come, but don't give up. Because there is a light. But Pastor, you don't understand. When I had my last birthday, this knee said happy and this one said birthday. But there is a light. Where she go? There is a light where we never. I know how old I am, but I still look good, you know. Listen, you hang in there. You hang in there. When the enemy comes in like a flood, you tell that enemy, you can't touch this. You know, I don't put cheap stuff in me. Hallelujah, this is high test stuff. Tell him, I don't mess with it. Anybody who ain't got nothing to lose will make you lose everything. Go, go, go. Give me a good E-flat key. Come on. The best of friends, but there was a major difference in these two men. One of the men was an atheist and the other one was a Christian, but they were best of friends. And every now and then the atheist would always pick at the Christian, and your God ain't real. You're talking to a dead man. He went on to say, I believe that Jesus existed one day, but he's dead. Your God does not exist. And then he'd fall out laughing. Well, they each had a business that were joining rooms one to the other. The atheist owned a grocery store, and the Christian owned a shoe shop. Hallelujah. Many times interchangeably, they each go over to each other's business. Look like every time the Christian went over to the grocery store, his best friend, the atheist, would get him in front of all of his friends and run down his guard. But even the Christian went home and fell asleep. God stepped in his dreams and said, Christian, tell your atheist friend, I'm coming to your shop tomorrow. Somebody say yeah. Yeah. I'm coming to your shop tomorrow. Well, the Christian woke up early the next morning. Got his bag. Put on his clothes. He couldn't hardly wait to get to work. I gotta tell my friend that Jesus is coming to my shop today. Well, he went into his shop about 2 hours early. And he couldn't hardly wait till he heard the key turning in his door. After a while, and by, the atheist put the key in his lock. Went into his shop. The Christian jumped up and ran next door. But I got something to tell you. You've laughed at me for the last time. Jesus told me to tell you he's coming to my shop today, and he wants you to see him when he gets there. Somebody say glory, say glory. There ain't just a man to get on out of here. You making that up? Jesus is not coming nowhere, because he's still in the grave. And as soon as a Christian walked out, and he went into his own shoe shop, after a while an old lady walked in. He said, Mister, I am so cold. Do you have an extra coat? You can give to me. And every time the door of the crystal would open, listen, the atheist would run over and say, is that Jesus? And he walked out laughing. The Christian reached up. He said, my wife left an old coat here. You can have it. Hallelujah. When the old lady walked out, in walks the little boy. Hallelujah. The Christian standing there looking at the little boy. The little boy said, Mister, will you give me a piece of money so I can go next door and buy me a piece of meat? Hallelujah. So the Christian reached over and got some money out of his cash register to go next door and buy what you want. Hallelujah. And about that time, the atheist ran. He ran to the friend shop. I guess you call this Jesus too. He said, no, I don't, but Jesus is coming to my shop. And so the little boy followed him out and went over to the grocery store. And before the atheist knew it, he'd given the little boy all the food he wanted and told him, you keep your money. Glory to God. After a while, an old man walked into the Christian shop. So, Mister, you got a sale going on over there. And you say, all the shoes have been left here for 30 days. You'd sell me a pair, but I don't have no money. And my feet are on the ground. Will you give me a pair, won't you? Well, I tell you, I feel a dance working on me. They just ran in there. Said, when is your Jesus coming? The old man got the shoes and went on out. And it was almost closing time. The Christian became so discouraged. So he's gonna laugh at me again. And after a while, when the atheist came over to him, he said, how do you know Jesus is supposed to come today. And he reached back and got the Bible. And he showed me this scripture. The Gospel of St. Matthew. The 25th chapter. And the 40th verse. He laid it up there. And said, lock up my shop when you get through. And the Christian walked out of the door with his head bowed down. Yes, he did. After a while, the atheist went and began to read the scripture that said, in as much as you've done it unto the least of these. The little boy, in as much as you've done it unto the least of these. The old lady, in as much as you've done it unto the least of these. The old man, he said, oh, he came. He came. I just didn't know it. He ran out the door and ran down behind the Christian. He said, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Your Jesus came. Your Jesus came. Your Jesus. Your Jesus came. Yes. Your Jesus. And got the young man. He got the Christian by the hand. He said, come on and go back with me. I'm going back to your shop because he will come. He said, I want to give my heart to this man that you've been telling me all about. Say, anybody here? Do you know this man? Do you know this man? He will come.
Oh, my goodness. Welcome. Welcome back. Wow. Everything is so deep. Thank you for everybody tuning in. Everybody hitting me up behind the scenes. I can't talk and do the show. You got to call in and listen. So, as I said, we're going to do Psalm 5 and 6. So, let me go into that. If you have your Bibles ready, we'll do Psalm 5 first. And it says, listen to my words, Lord. Consider my lament. Hear my cry for help. My King and my God, for to you I pray. In the morning, Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my request before you, and I wait expectantly. For you are not a God who is pleased with wickedness. With you, evil people are not welcome. The arrogant cannot stand in your presence. You hate all who do wrong. You destroy those who tell lies. The bloodthirsty and deceitful, you, Lord, detest. But I, by your great love, can come into your house. I bow down toward your holy temple. Lead me, Lord, in your righteousness because of my enemies. Make your way straight for me. Not a word from their mouth can be trusted. Their heart is filled with malice. Throat is an open grave. Ooh. Wow. Their throat is an open grave. And their tongues, they tell lies. Declare them guilty. Oh God, let their intrigues be their downfall. Banish them for their many sins, for they have rebelled against you. All who take refuge in you, be glad. Let them ever sing for joy. Spread your protection over them, and those who love your name may rejoice in you. Surely, Lord, you bless the righteous. You surround them with your favor as with a shield. We'll be back.
Woo. I wish I had the time to tell you a story about a man called Shelly John. But I don't have that time tonight. But you gotta realize, if old John was here, after going through, he'd look back at that old mule and said, since I can't shout in your church, since I can't dance in your church, hold my mule. I feel like shouting right now. I come to tell somebody I feel like praising, praising him. Well, well, help me out, y'all. Oh, sing it like we used to a long time. I'm gonna praise the Lord while I have a chance. You know, we didn't have a lot of music come. Oh,
I'm gonna praise the Lord while I have a chance.
I like that. Come on. Praise Him in the morning.
Praise Him in the morning.
Praise Him all day long. Come on, help me. I feel like He is
praying.
Yeah. If you don't want now let me hear you say, Jesus,
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 Jesus, nobody but Jesus,
Jesus,
nobody but Jesus,
Jesus,
let me hear you call him,
Jesus,
let me hear you call him,
Jesus,
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 Okay, guys, thank you so much for being tuned in and welcome back. Normally when we have the Sunday shows, my goal is not only to offer you the word and the Bible, Psalms and quotes and things of that nature, but to also motivate you and lift you up, uplifting. And I normally don't get a chance to just give you guys, you know, kind of a pep talk or motivational sort of speech. So I wanted to do that for the first time today. I didn't really advertise that I was doing that today. I don't know how well it's going to go. So I wanted to do this for you guys for this week and every Sunday going forward. I'd like to do different motivational speech for you. So this one is called Rise Beyond Your Limits. I want to start So ladies and gentlemen, distinguished guests and fellow dreamers, I have to say it to you like I'm standing on that stage. I want to start with a message of hope, resilience, and unwavering determination. Life, my friends, is a journey. It's a winding path that leads us through valleys of challenges, peaks, valleys, and triumphs. And honestly, in this journey, we often find ourselves at crossroads, wondering which way to turn, you know? So I got 7 points I want to give you. I'm going to try to do them as quickly as I can. We only got about 15 minutes left in the show. So the first thing I want you to do is to embrace your struggles. And by that, I mean, remember, it's not the absence of obstacles that define us. It's how we face them. You got to know that our struggles mold us and they shape our character. And they also prepare us for greatness. So you have to embrace those challenges. They're really raw material from which your strength will be forged. That's the first one. Embrace your struggles. My next one. The power of perseverance. Perseverance, a great force that propels us forward when the world seems to conspire against us. When you stumble, rise. When you fall, get up. When the storm rages, hold your ground. Perseverance is the heartbeat of achievement. Number 3. Now, if you're writing anything down, try to go a little bit slower. But number 3, you probably not, because you didn't know I was going to do this. That's okay, next time. But the third one is define your purpose. And with that, I want you to ask yourself, why do you wake up each morning? What fuels your spirit? Find your purpose, the North Star that guides your steps. No matter what that is, whether it's art, whether it's solving complex equations and problems, whether it's lifting up people with your kindness, let your purpose be your compass. Can we do that? Can you allow that to be? Okay, number 4. I call it the symphony of hope. And what that is, hope is not a mere wish. It's a symphony that plays within us. If it hits a bad note, remember the hope harmonizes even the most discord chords. It whispers, you can. It'll sing to you. Tomorrow holds promise. Let hope be your anthem. Number five, we got two more. Thank you guys for letting me get through this. I hope it helps someone. If it reaches one person, I'm good. Number five, leap into the unknown. Now, the unknown is fear, the silent jailer that keeps us from soaring, that fear holds us back. But what if I told you beyond fear, beyond your deepest fear lies freedom? I'm going to say that again. Fear is the silent jailer that keeps us from soaring. This is not just talk, this is fact. But if I told you that beyond fear lies freedom, the leap to the unknown. Into uncharted waters. I mean, it's daring moments that make miracles unfold. Did you know that? So that's five, leap into the unknown. Don't be scared. Number six, how about this? Be your own hero. Can you be your own hero? You can. Heroes aren't just cape crusaders in comic books. They're ordinary people who choose to rise above the circumstances. You can be your own hero. I mean, when doubt knocks, answer with courage. When setbacks threaten, deal with resilience. Be the protagonist of your story. And number seven. Number seven. Gratitude lights the way. So what does that mean? Pause. Breathe. Look around. The lantern that eliminates our darkest nights. Be thankful for the sunrise. The laughter of loved ones and a chance to chase dreams. Gratitude transforms ordinary days into extraordinary ones. Let me say that again. Gratitude transforms or gratitude can transform an ordinary day into an extraordinary one. I want to say, in closing, life's canvases awaits your brushstrokes. I'll say that again. Life canvases awaits your brushstrokes. So paint boldly. With colors of passion, with colors of resilience and love. Doubt your abilities? Remember this. You, my friend, are the universe's masterpiece. A symphony of stardust and dreams. I want you guys to know I thank you very much for allowing me to do my first motivational speak here. And may your journey be filled with purpose, hope, and boundless courage. I just want you to remember one more thing, my fellow dreamers. Only you have the power to shape your destiny. Only you. I'm going to go on to one more song. When I come back, got about 12 minutes left. We're going to do the last song, and then I'm going to leave you for tomorrow. God is good. Won't he do it?
Morning, queen.
Okay, yes. Shout out to everybody who hit me behind the scenes that enjoyed my first motivational speech. Don't worry, I'll be giving more of them. I just want to do, as promised, we got about 4 minutes left, so let me just do Psalm 6 before we go. Yes, I can get it done. Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger or discipline me in your wrath. Have mercy on me, Lord, for I am faint. Heal me, Lord, for my bones are in agony. My soul is in deep anguish. How long, Lord, how long? Turn, Lord, and deliver me. Save me because your unfailing love. Among the dead, no one proclaims your name. Who praises you from the grave? I am worn out from my groaning. All night long, I flood my bed with weeping and drench my couch with tears. My eyes grow weak with sorrow. They fail because of all my foes. Away from me, all you who do evil. The Lord has heard my weeping. The Lord has heard my cry for mercy. The Lord accepts my prayer. All my enemies will be overwhelmed with shame and anguish. They will turn back and suddenly be put to shame. Yes. And I just wanted to give you guys just a little bit of encouragement. We're going to get out of here. We got about 2 minutes left. But I just want you to take this with you. Monday, it's not a foe. It's an ally. Embrace the challenges. Conquer your fears. Make this week count. Your dreams don't have to wait for the weekend. They unfold every day, don't they? Remember, life isn't about merely existing. It's about thriving. Let's thrive together. Thank you so much for being tuned in. I appreciate you. I look forward to an amazing week with you guys. And tomorrow's Real Talk with Dr. Divine. See what we have in store. We got a great week to come up. Shout out to all of the newbies that's joined the World of Green this weekend. I really appreciate you guys. I love you guys. God bless. Have a good one. We'll talk tomorrow. Always happens. Here we go. Yes, Linda Ryder.
I just wanted to say that.
You breaking up, baby. Can't hear you.
I wanted to say that I love you.
Did you hear my motivational speech?
Absolutely. It was nice. You like it?
Oh, you did? I didn't know that you heard it. Okay, great. I'm glad that you heard it. Good. I look forward to more of that. We're going to get out of here. Say good night.
God bless you. Good night.
Good night, guys. God bless. We'll talk tomorrow.
You may say goodbye. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.